USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House says it will reimpose sanctions next week on Belarus following the forced diversion of a flight to the nation's capital in order to arrest an opposition journalist. The U.S. and European Union have called for the release of Roman Protasevich following his May 23rd arrest. They accused Belarus of hijacking the Ryanair flight Protasevich was on under the guise of responding to a bomb threat on the plane. A new strain of coronavirus has been identified in Vietnam. The country's health minister said Saturday the new strain is a hybrid of variants found in India and the U.K. Early lab tests suggest that the variant may be more transmissible than other strains of the virus. And the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says that employers can mandate that their employees get vaccinated against COVID. In a statement, the agency said that federal laws do not prevent an employer from requiring employees to get vaccinated before returning to the workplace, as long as they comply with the reasonable accommodation provisions of the Americans with Disabilities Act and other employment laws. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The CDC released updated guidance for vaccinated children heading to summer camp, saying that those kids and staff who are fully vaccinated don't need to mask up. But for those who haven't gotten the shot, or for those who are too young to get one, the agency still recommends they take prevention strategies. Dr. Anand Swaminathan is an assistant professor of emergency medicine at St. Joseph's Hospital and tells CBS News that the new guidance could have been a little clearer, especially for indoor situations.
If they're outdoors, kids are going to be safe in general. Unless it's a very crowded kind of setting, they can't space apart at all, it's going to be okay to go unmasked. But indoors, I think the CDC recommendations could have been a little bit clearer. It should be 100% masking indoors if you're unvaccinated. And again, for the social cues, let's just keep everybody masked indoors unless you happen to be at a camp where you know that everybody is vaccinated. Unless you're in that unique situation, it's just safer to keep everybody in their masks. If the older campers, even if they're vaccinated, they're wearing masks indoors, it's going to signal to the younger campers that this is the norm. This is what you have to do. It's that social cue that we need to maintain.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Something that has been U.S. policy for over four decades now is in danger of disappearing. Mike Fortier explains.
President Biden's $6 trillion budget for 2022 does not include the Hyde Amendment. That's the policy first passed into law in 1976 that bans federal funding for most abortions. Kansas City Archbishop Joseph Nauman is chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on Pro-Life Activities. He says this is part of a shift starting with the Affordable Care Act to redefine abortion as health care.
Once you define it as health care, they're no longer, if people are paying attention, they're not talking about choice anymore. They're talking about imposing abortion on everyone. Everyone has to cooperate. But it's not health care. Health care doesn't destroy life.
Nauman telling Currents News this week repealing the Hyde Amendment will lead to more abortions, especially among minorities. Planned Parenthood says it will remove the government from the personal health care decisions of people with low incomes. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And one American soccer player made history Saturday while helping his team become champions of Europe. Chelsea defeated Manchester City in the All-England final of the UEFA Champions League 1-0. Chelsea midfielder Christian Pulisic became the first American to play in a Champions League final when he came off the bench in the second half of the game. Pulisic isn't the first American to win a Champions League title, though. Jovan Kurovski won in 1997 with German club Borussia Dortmund, but he didn't see the field during the final. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.